Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Valentine, sweet comic Valentine.
Welcome back. Happy pre-Valentine's Day.
You're cutting off Frank.
Cutting off Frank? Sorry, we only have so much time, right?
Never cut off
we can
Frank.
Still let him play just a little behind us. Say hello to Bradley Schneider, who is actually at the gym on his bike. Or he's at home on his bike. I don't know, but he's on a bike. He's on that electric bike where it like travels around the world and watching and listening to the show. So good morning. Good morning to Tracy and everybody. Peggy, who's put a shout out. I'm not very good at reading that feed when it's coming in, so I feel bad when I can't like mark
apparently
on it or
live
whatever.
Feed
I'm not
very, stop. We got it going again.
We're back though. So again, our question is, who was the late night show talk show host who was a weatherman to begin with? I'm going to leave that question there for a little bit because really want someone to have a chance to win. I know our phone number is difficult to remember. 855-282-8522, but 282-TALK. If you just put that 855 in front of it, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. It's just so many twos and fives.
The way you say it.
I know. I probably mess it all up. So the question's still out there for a $50 gift certificate to Edge Wild, along with we're going to have two tickets after we finish speaking to our lovely guests that are on the show with us today. And let me find my piece of paper. We should have a married team, husband and wife.
Candace Lovely and Chet Woolen.
Yeah, that are in this production. Pump Boys and Dinettes. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How about you two?
Good.
You know, we're sitting...
Living the dream on a tour bus.
There we go.
On a tour bus.
Well, we're sitting here. We've got our myself is Kelly and Gordon, and then we have our co-host with us today, David Raspoli, who's like the love doctor. He is the St. Louis marriage coach, you know? He is what keeps people together. So you two are married and on the road together and doing this play. So do you need any counseling from David today?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people are confused how we can spend so much time together. I'm not sure if that's good or not, but well, we literally are all day, every day. So.
Yeah, what's your trick or your skill?
I don't know. Maybe it's just leaving each other alone when we're supposed to.
Give each other some space when needed?
Yeah. I mean, as much as you can on a, you know, 90-square-foot bus. But.
Yeah, we've kind of developed our own techniques. We've been doing this a long time, so I don't know.
You guys do this production together. How did you meet? Did you meet on a show?
We did. Yep. In 2005, we were working at a theme park called Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Yes,
but
we have.
We did a Christmas show where we actually played brother and sister in the show, which is kind of funny now. And then that's how we met.
That's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That brings a whole new perspective to your marriage, doesn't it? When you become brother and sister. I'm not sure you should tell everybody that.
You know, right. Well, then the funny part is later, like 3 years later, when we were actually dating, you know, we played the same show, but he played my dad in the show, so it was kind of funny. I'm like, you aged, and I didn't.
Well, give us a little scenario about this show that's coming up. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, it's called Pump Boys and Dinettes, and it takes place in Frog Level, North Carolina, and it's four guys who work in a gas station, and two girls who work at the Double Cup Diner, and it's basically just about their friendship and their. It's mostly about the music. The plot itself is not.
It's not a distinct plot. It's more about like friends playing music for their friends, kind of idea of the show, like a concert show, kind of.
And it's very nostalgic. I just things that go back that are nostalgic just grab me.
Me too.
I just love that time, that air, and. And it's just a whole different way of production and the way people acted in public. And I'm sure there were...
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of cool, too, the way that the show is. You know, basically, whenever it was created in the 80s. So you've got, like, all of these like old references, you know, like a Sony cassette and, you know, that kind of stuff. And we even sing with corded mics, which is kind of interesting to this particular director or whatever. So it's been interesting to work with those again, because, you know, the last time I worked with one of those, it was, you know, you didn't move around the stage and that kind of thing. So it's kind of a neat little show. We're really having a good time doing it. We're excited to be in St. Louis, too. So.
And that concept of friends sharing music with friends is what a great concept. I mean, we do that. We do that in life.
It's great because we all play different instruments, too. So we're moving around the stage, and the girls are playing pots and pans. The guys are moving instruments from, you know, guitar to acoustic to drums. So it's all just a big fun flow. It's fun.
Now, where were your tour?
And not to mention, we were all kind of friends before. I mean, most of us knew each other before we even went on the road together. We've done shows in the past, so it was really fun in rehearsals, too, to, you know, kind of goof off and play around with each other that way, too. So.
Now, do you have to, every time you come into a new city, do you have to start rehearsing again to learn the stage, or you just kind of, that was the beginning part, and now you just go city to city doing your thing?
Well, no, that was in the beginning, and then, you know, every city we kind of walk the stage and see what blocking is going to be different and that kind of stuff. But for the most part, it's pretty much the same show every time. I mean, there might be a couple spots where we go to different places on the stage depending on how big it is or small, you know. And our set changes, too. I mean, if we have a really small theater, we might not have all of the hanging signs or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Kind of like an ice skater and go right off the stage.
Yeah.
Start running into your props that weren't there on the last show.
Yeah, for sure.
So Pump Boys and Dinettes is here at the Westport, at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza. And it's going to be here starting Valentine night, right? The 14th through the 19th?
14th through the 19th.
Which is perfect. A great way to be able to spend Valentine's evening is to, you know, go to see your show. Now, you're here in St. Louis. Do you get much time to go out and see St. Louis at all while you're here?
Well, we do have a show, at least one show every day. I think on Wednesday we have a double day.
Yeah, but during the day
we have plenty of time, you know, to hang out and check out St. Louis. And a bunch of us have friends there, so we're all really excited to be there for a few days. So
this show, the very nostalgic, it's literally a Tony Award nominated show, which is incredible to have that. It's a Broadway musical, so lots of, you know, music and singing and
it's
like
all
you
types
said,
of music too. That's what I like. It's all types of different types of music: rockabilly, swing, rock, and jazz.
Yeah,
that's cool.
A little bit of everything.
And one of your songs.
Clever, I think.
Go ahead.
The lyrics are so clever. I think sometimes people miss what, you know, we're saying in the words. It goes by so fast, you know. But if you really listen to the words, they're really funny.
So you're a married couple, and you're doing this performance almost every single night. What's it like going up on stage and doing the same? Do some nights you just feel really passionate and strong about it? And do you ever forget a line, or can you do it in your sleep?
Well, when we first started, it was definitely, I could not do it in my sleep. But now we're kind of getting the flow of it, and it's always fun. I mean, it's really hard to not have fun or be excited about doing the show, because it's just a fun show to do. You know, it's not like...
It's not very serious. You can't take it too seriously. You know, you just, if you want to go and have fun and watch like a bunch of people having fun, then that's the show that we do.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a lucky winner that's going to be able to go Valentine night. We're lucky enough to have two tickets to be able to give out. Again, we're speaking to Candace Lovely and Chet. Did I say Wallen? Is that, or how do I say?
Well, it's actually Candace Lively, but you can call me Candace Lovely.
I can only go by the press sheet that they give me, but Lovely's kind of cool, isn't it? They put an O in there.
Yeah.
She's changing it.
Yeah, I think you should change it as of right now. Just tell them Kelly changed your name. So Candace Lively, put an I in there, and Chet Wallen. Did I say that wrong?
Perfect.
All right. Woo. They're a married couple. They are on tour with some other friends at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza for the Tony Award nominated Pump Boys and Dinettes. You can go to PlayhouseWestport.com and find out more, get some tickets, and have a good time. You know where Westport Plaza is. You can't miss it. Thank you so much for sharing the show with us today, and have fun up there on stage together.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a great one.
You too. And if they run into a problem, they can call David Rispoli, the St. Louis marriage coach, if they need some help while they're up there. So again, I did ask the question, what late night talk show host was once a weatherman? I believe you said we had a caller and someone won or knew the answer.
Yes, oh, Nick. We had a couple guesses. Someone guessed Craig Kilborn, of all people.
Okay.
Nick came through and got it right.
Okay, awesome. And so for anyone else who doesn't know, before hosting Late Night on NBC and The Late Show on CBS, David Letterman got his start in Indianapolis, Indiana as a weatherman and anchor for WTHR, formerly WLWI, but when he was 28 years old, and little did the Hoosier State know that its wisecracking, gap-toothed native, well, that was a nice little title for him, son would go to be one of the biggest names in television. So there you go. That source is from the Washington Post. So congratulations to Nick for winning. We will have your Playhouse tickets will be at will call for you. I'll make sure we'll get your information, and then we'll get your gift certificate. We'll have it here for you at the station that you can pick up probably on Monday so that you can have that for Valentine or whenever you want to use it. All right, we're going to take it to a break. We're coming back with David Rispoli, find out more about why and what he has to say about love. He's, for gosh sakes, he's the marriage coach, right?
That's right. Hey, we'll be right back. You're listening to She Said, He Said on 590 The Fan.